This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. We have Jacob Wilson, Gus Okafor, and Jaquan Walton in the third of our summer series introducing fans to Shocker basketball newcomers. We invite you to listen to the first two, available on GoShockers.com and the Roundhouse Podcast feed. Let's get started with Jacob Wilson. Jacob Wilson is a 6'5" freshman. He is a guard from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He is from Liberty Magnet High School. Jacob, Cajun food, that's what I think about when I think about Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Are you a fan? Can you give us a recommendation?
I'm going to say crawfish, I guess.
Crawfish? Or not? Yeah. Are you not a fan of Cajun? It's all right.
Oh, yeah, I am, for sure.
What's your favorite?
Crawfish, lobsters, crabs.
Fresh seafood in Baton Rouge. Good stuff. All right, Jacob, you've played some pickup games. You've worked out with your new teammates. Been here about 3 weeks. Who's made a good impression on you? Give us a name that Shocker fans should pay attention to.
I'm going to say Jerron Pierre. He brings the energy to every practice. He's a hard worker, motivative. So,
bringing energy to every practice, is that just an underrated skill? You guys practice a lot. You're tired. Going through all this new stuff, is that just really important to have teammates who
are
bringing
the energy? Oh, yeah,
we all
come in with energy, but, like, he's just a guy that just always talking. Yeah, that's about it, just bringing energy to practice.
Okay. Jacob, if you weren't playing basketball, is there another sport you would be playing?
Football, most definitely.
Another football player, what position?
I'm going to say wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Did you play in junior high, high school, anything like that?
Played in middle school.
Middle school.
Like seventh grade.
We got a lot of football players on this team. There's a new strength coach at Wichita State, Ryan Horn. You've been working with him. Give us your impressions of Ryan.
He's a great guy. He's cool. He's like one of us, but he just come in and push us. He just wants the best for us. Just push us to be the best player we can be. That's about it.
I'm going to make you an NBA coach. What NBA player are you picking first to start an NBA team?
I'm going to say James Harden.
James Harden. All right. That's a new one on in this group. What do you like about James Harden?
He just make tough shots. He can get whatever he wants on any defender. So.
How about Zion? Kind of a local New Orleans Pelicans player. You much of a Zion fan?
Yeah, I was when he was coming out of high school, but he done went downhill. Haven't been hearing about him no more, so.
How about Herb Jones? He had a very good season as a rookie for the Pelicans. Did he register with you at all?
Nah, but I've seen him play a few times. He's straight.
Okay, James Harden, good choice. You're an incoming freshman. You've been through it now for about a month. What advice would you give somebody else who's doing something similar to you?
Just come in, act like you've been here before. There's nothing new. Just push yourself. And that's about it.
Who is the best basketball player you've been on the court with?
I'll say Keontae George. He's a big guard, 6'5", about like 215. He can score the ball really well. And he can defend too, so that's what makes him so hard for a player. He's hard. He kind of difficult to guard though, because he can shoot, get by you, or dunk the ball. Yeah.
And say his name again.
Keontae George.
And where does he play?
Plays at Baylor.
Baylor.
Yep.
All right. Jacob, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Gus Okafor is a 6'6" senior forward. He is from Baltimore, Maryland. He transferred to Wichita State from Southeastern Louisiana. So, Gus, you've been here about 3 weeks. You've played some pickup games. You've worked out with your new teammates. Who's made a good impression on you?
I'll say Craig, JP.
Those two? Yeah. Jerron Pierre and Craig Porter.
Craig Porter.
Yeah, Craig has come up a lot in this conversations. He's obviously experienced, plays point guard. How's he helping this big group of newcomers get integrated?
He kind of just keeps everybody calm, tells them what to expect before practice or like how hard we should be going. Just kind of like leading by example for them.
And Jerron Pierre would be a newcomer. Tell Shocker fans a little bit about him.
He got an interesting personality. Like he's gonna make sure his voice is heard on the court and off the court. So that's good for him.
So people have told me that you have been one of the guys taking a vocal role. You've become a real leader in this short time period. Tell me about that. Has that always been part of your personality? What you like to contribute?
Yeah, because just going through college basketball and being here now for four, going into my fifth year. It's kind of just like somebody has to be vocal or it's not going to work really. And I'm trying to show all the young dudes something that I didn't know when I first came into college, that you really got to be vocal from the first day. Because like if you vocal early, it's just only going to get better and better and you're going to feel comfortable on the court.
If you weren't playing basketball, what sport might you be playing?
I probably play football.
Probably play football. What is your football experience?
I played backyard football really from like young until I was about 11. Then I got into basketball, I was like 12.
And that's been your sport since?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard an interesting story about you from camp. Tell us the story about you helping a young camper catch a roly-poly on the sidewalk.
Young kid named Lincoln. We was walking, I seen him in the back, so I went to go talk to him. And he was just real interested with the nature and stuff like that. And then he was like, whoa, a roly-poly. And then I looked down, I was like, what's a roly-poly? And then he just started picking them up. And from there, that's how it went.
All right. Do you enjoy that part of camp, getting to hang out with the young kids, interact with them?
Yeah, for sure. Because when I was a kid, I would have loved to go to a camp, but like, my family wasn't really like knowledge to put me in those type of places. So like just seeing how happy they were and how free they were, it kind of like seeing how I would have been if I was a kid.
All right, so you're out there helping the youngsters with a little nature discovery. What a bonus, get basketball and roly-polies. That's a good deal. We have a new strength and conditioning coach here at Wichita State, Ryan Horn. You've been working with him for a few weeks. What kind of impression has Ryan made?
Real good. Basically, he tries to put all of the workouts like translated to on the court. Cause like usually, weight trainers they just try to get as big and like strong, and it doesn't really translate to basketball. Like he tries to get as strong and mobile. Like we stretch in between lifts and stuff like that, like hips, ankles, calves, everything.
Okay, so it's been interesting. The younger guys have pointed out his energy and his enthusiasm, and Colby Rogers and yourself, more experienced guys, have been more about the technique, the details, the fundamentals.
Yeah.
So you've kind of, and Colby said, you know, he's been through the energy and enthusiasm. He knows what to do, how hard to work.
Yeah.
He's now more interested in, you know, how can you help me, you know, avoid injury, get better at basketball. Is that, are you taking the same approach?
Yes, same.
I'm going to make you an NBA coach, so you get to start an NBA team. Mm-hmm. Who are you get to pick any player from the league. Who's your first pick?
Giannis.
Okay, so we've had some Giannis. We've had a lot of Steph Curry. Why Giannis?
He's a leader, and he plays hard, and he's going to hold dudes to a standard. Like, and people are going to feed off the energy.
What advice would you give a freshman about college academics, college athletics? How do you get started off on the right foot in this world?
College academics, I'll just say it's time management. Make sure you're just logging in every day, checking your email, staying on top of every assignment. And then like basketball, all I can say is just try to get better every day. Like no matter what it is, even if you're tired, shoot free throws, get up a couple shots, work on your handle. Because, like, from freshman year to senior year, it's 4 years. It go by quick, but your game can change so much.
Who's the best basketball player you've been on the court with? Any kind of game, high school, summer basketball, college?
I've seen my high school teammate, Najee Marshall. He's on the Pelicans now.
Okay. He went to – where did he go to college? I know the
Xavier.
Name. He went to Xavier. All right. Good choice. Okay. Gus Okafor, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Jaquan Walton is a 6'7" junior guard. He is from Columbus, Georgia, and he transferred to Wichita State from Shelton State. Jaquan, you've been here about 3 weeks, played some pickup games, you worked out with your new teammates. Give Shocker fans a name that they should be paying attention to. Who's made a good impression on you so far?
You talking about players wise?
Yeah.
Everybody, but a couple people. Craig Porter. Ron Pierre. I like the big guy, Quincy.
Quincy Ballard?
Yeah. Gus, like, we got a lot of good players.
Good players. Craig Porter, a lot of people have mentioned him, and that makes sense. He's experienced, plays point guard. Tell us a little bit about his game. What have you noticed from him?
Craig is really smooth. He's hard to guard in the open court. And, like, he gets everybody involved, so I'm going to have fun playing with him.
Do you have another favorite sport? Like, if you weren't playing basketball, is there another sport you might be doing?
Yes, baseball or football.
All right, you're our first baseball person. What position did you play?
I played pitcher and catcher, second base.
Okay, so you were an up-the-middle guy then.
Yes,
how long did you play baseball?
I played it from sixth grade to eighth grade.
Okay.
I stopped now.
Okay. We have a new strength and conditioning coach at Wichita State, Ryan Horn. You've been working with him for a few weeks. Give us some impressions of Ryan.
I love that guy. He's energetic. He comes to work every day. So I go in there ready to work because I know I got to match his intensity every time I walk in there.
Strength coaches play such an important role in a basketball team. Why is that? What do you depend on a strength coach for?
To be physical on the court, you know, just to compete with the other players from the other team. You know, you got to be strong. You know, it's a contact sport, so you want to be physical out there.
I want to make you an NBA coach. You're starting a team. You get a draft. Anybody in the league, who's your first pick?
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. All right. That's the first Anthony Edwards vote we've gotten. Tell us why. What do you like about him?
He has no holes in his game, you know, and then I've been watching him since, like, seventh grade. We grew up together, so, you know, we went to Georgia together, and I just seen him progress from ever since we was young, really.
He had a really nice season. Plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards. Good answer. What advice would you give an incoming freshman about you getting started in this new world of college athletics? What do you tell them to get them off to a good start?
Come ready to work every day. Build you a routine. Without a routine, you know, it's going to be hard to get through a day in college. So I would definitely say build your routine and just stick with it.
You may have just answered this, but I'll ask anyway. Who's the best basketball player you've been on the court with?
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. Do you remember the moment when you first played against him, first saw him, and you said, wow, that guy is something special?
Yeah, he wasn't always that good. Like, he was good, don't get me wrong. You know, he always had that star potential. But when I really seen him, like, take off, it was like his 10th grade year. Like, that's when he just set himself apart from everybody. And we went to the Steph Curry camp together. And, like, he really solidified, you know, himself as one of the top players in the country.
All right. Jaquan Walton, thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you.